on your radio across America, worldwide on the web. It's America's Money Program. This is Money Talk. Thank you for joining us. We have our guest segment coming up. Should be a fascinating guest segment. I'll tell you more about that in a few moments. Let's take a look at the week ahead, and I'll tell you what. As economic calendars go, this one is about as barren as any I have ever seen. There is very little coming out this week in terms of economic news that is of consequence. There will be a stream of reports, but I have to tell you, they rank pretty far down the scale of importance. I guess the most important, and can't believe I'm saying this even, but I guess the most important figure of the week will be on Thursday when we get an update on weekly jobless claims. Now, weekly jobless claims have been behaving themselves very, very well. And the main metric on this is the four-week moving average because of the smoothing effect that the moving average has on the weekly figures, which can be volatile and can be affected by things here and there, even weather. So the jobless claims update comes out on Thursday morning, and it's expected to be still within the category of good. It's been bumping along for a long time now at under 300,000 on the four-week moving average, and that is a very, very good figure. And that's the reason that you've seen the follow-through on the job size this past week, both with the ADP report on Wednesday and then again the Labor Department report on Friday. So the jobless claims come out on Thursday. We'll get import and export prices on Friday morning. U.S. import prices for February are expected to decline 0.8%. Again, import prices are pushed to the downside when the dollar is strong, making the prices of imported products lower. And that has a disinflationary impact. And that's one of the reasons we've been cruising along at very low inflation rates. Another reason is we really have not seen the wage growth that you would normally need to see in order to push inflation much higher. In fact, right now, on the key gauges that are followed by the Federal Reserve, they remain below the 2% threshold that the Fed itself has established as their definition of price stability. Something else happening this week, which is notable, is Vice Chair Stanley Fischer will be speaking again. And this will be Monday at 2:30 Eastern Time. Now, my personal preference would be that Stanley Fischer would stop giving speeches. I'd be very happy if Mr. Fischer were to announce he's not going to give any more speeches because he definitely has left a trail. The most recent trail he left was in early January when he was in an interview setting, and he said that four rate hikes this year would be a ballpark figure. I paraphrase, but that's what he said. Four additional rate hikes this year would be a ballpark figure. Well, subsequently, that had to be walked back by Madam Chair Yellen, and subsequently, the world has basically agreed that that's not going to happen. We're not going to have four rate hikes this year. And yet, the vice chair was on record as accepting that as a ballpark figure in early January. And for that reason, I think it would be way better for all of us if Vice Chair Stanley Fischer would take a no speaking pledge. I think we'd all be better off. But he has not done that. He will be speaking Monday at 2:30 Eastern Time. We'll all be holding our breath to what he is likely to say next. We return on Money Talk with our guest segment. Make sure you're with us. Should be a good one. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
I'm known as America's most trusted advisor on money matters, but who can you trust when it comes to taking control of your FICO score? Experian, America's largest credit bureau, that's who. With enrollment in Experian Credit Tracker, you get everyday access to your Experian credit report and FICO score, alerts of key credit changes, and best-in-class fraud resolution support. So make this the year you get serious about your credit. Start with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
I am not one of these guys that was very stimulated by the most recent Republican debate. I was frankly disgusted by it. What if someone came here from a country where they really had no exposure to American culture and they were sitting down in America and they sat down to watch this, the presidential debate? What would they be thinking? In the parlance of the given day and the kids on the internet, SMH. I'd be shaking my head.
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. With Psycho Mike Catherwood. Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal, anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.59. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes. Served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York steak and shrimp dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
This is Money Talk.
From the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Block Island Sound, it's America's money program, Money Talk. Bob Rinker along with you. And in this segment, we welcome back John Zogby, founder of Zogby Analytics, where he serves as senior analyst. John, it is great to have you back with us. And hey, it must be an election year.
It is. If it's an election year, it's the Bob Brinker Show, and I love it. Thanks.
John, we are always honored to have you as part of our broadcast. And wow, so much going on out there. Let me get an initial reaction before I start peppering you with fantastic questions. An initial reaction from you on what you're seeing so far.
Well, you know, I think on the Republican side, we could very well see a party that's eating itself to death, and I don't say that lightly, because I do think that that could very well be what's happening. Donald Trump or no Donald Trump, I think the party's hopelessly split, and beyond any personalities, I think it's going to be difficult to get these factions together. Add to the mix Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, and the party could be heading for a disaster. On the Democratic side, it does look, although it looks like a Hillary Clinton march to the nomination, but there's still some uncertainty out there. I've upgraded her chances to about 70%. Because I do think that she's a flawed candidate, and almost anything can happen there by way of her personality and by way of voters not trusting her.
John, I keep an eye on the money, and at Ladbrokes of London, where any bloke can walk in the door and put down money on the election. The current odds, and I'll round these out to racetrack odds that everybody would easily understand. Basically, right now, at Ladbrokes of London, on the presidential outcome, they're making odds of 1-2 for Team Clinton, which means if you wager $2, you could get back $1 profit. And on the Donald, they're basically 2-1, which means if you lay down 2, you get back 6, including your $4 profit. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that that's obviously a response to, who's capturing the most attention and who is leading right now, and the sense that there's momentum both media-wise and delegate-wise for both of those candidates. But I think we have a whole long campaign to go, and I don't think it's over just yet. So that's one of the things you began your segment here with, the word wow. I think there's a lot more wow to go from here.
Well, there's some more wow tonight. There's another presidential primary debate on the Democrat side tonight in Flint, Michigan. And then next Thursday, there's another GOP primary presidential debate coming up. Do these debates, in your opinion, and from your studies, do these debates change any views?
I think they sometimes do, yeah, and I think they are this year. On the Democratic side, I think that the debates have played well, actually, for both candidates. I think they've helped define the Bernie Sanders campaign as more than just, an old progressive socialist white guy running, and more of a challenger who has some broad appeal. And they've helped Clinton because she's been able to, come off as credible and experienced and a good conversationalist in terms of the issues. On the Republican side, it's knocked out a few people, and it's helped give rise to boomlets, first for Carly Fiorina, then for, say, Marco Rubio. But yeah, I think I don't know if they cause on either side minds to be changed, as that they reinforce maybe directions that some people are heading.
You know, there was an interesting exchange, and you may have missed it, John, because you can't catch everything these days. It's just too much. But there was an interesting exchange the other day on CNN involving the political pundit and former presidential advisor and former journalist David Gergen. Mm-hmm. And the topic came up of the superdelegates. And, of course, the GOP doesn't really play the superdelegate game. The Democrats really play the superdelegate game, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was presented to David Gergen on the panel that, well, what about these superdelegates? Is this fair to have the party have this will be my terminology. You don't have to sign on to this, John, but this is the way I feel. Is it fair for the Democrats to have these party hacks and party cronies as superdelegates? And then, of course, just, what's this all about? And David Gergen surprised a lot of the people on the set when he said, well, the party, I paraphrase, but this is what he said. He said, well, the party has to have some way of making sure they have, the proper person nominated. And, of course, the pushback against that was, well, wait a minute. I thought that's what the primary voting process and caucus process was about. And so there was quite a to-do about that. How do you see the superdelegates?
Well, it has McGovern stamped all over it. You know, in 1972, after the McGovern rules, you know, ensuring that, essentially that there was diversity and almost affirmative action among delegates, went into effect. McGovern then won the nomination, but in the process shut out a lot of the party leaders, the labor leaders, the civil rights leaders who couldn't get elected as delegates. And so this is the main hedge here. This is actually the Democrats acting as like the founding father elitists, you know, with the Electoral College to ensure that the rabble, in their words, are the mobs, you know, don't gain control. So this is now what affirmative action for the party leaders to make sure they don't get shut out. David Gergen, with all respect, you know, is kind of the ultimate insider. You know, even though he's in Boston, he's, you know, been in the service of, what, four presidents now, and that's how he would see it.
Yeah, he's been on both sides of the aisle in that service,
yeah.
Too. Yeah. Okay, so we have John Zogby with us, founder of Zogby Analytics, where he serves as senior analyst. This is a huge, well, to use the Donald's term, this is a huge year in terms of the Senate, as you know. We have 34 seats up for grabs, 24 GOP seats, 10 Democrat seats. What's going to happen here?
Well, if we start on the local level, and first of all, realize that the Democrats need to pick up four of those seats to get a tie, five of those seats to get an outright majority with the, you know, the independents in there who vote with the Democrats. It looks like it's very possible for the Democrats to do that. Just if you take states like Wisconsin, for example, is a very good one. Ohio, another possibility. Pennsylvania, and elsewhere down the line. Add to that the real potential for just demographically alone a significant Democratic victory at the top of the ticket. That's not certain, but it's likely, but not certain. To bring out millennials, bring out minority voters, bring out the suburban creative class people, the way that is not normally done in off-year elections when those very voters don't turn out, then it looks like you may get some additional Democratic voters in those key states as well. So you could be, it's realistic to be talking about better than a 50-50 chance that Democrats regain control of the Senate, pick up some seats in the House, too.
With reference to the House, the gerrymandering has put the House pretty solidly in GOP terms. They control, I believe, 30 state houses.
Yeah.
And they've had a great deal of success with their gerrymandering efforts. Is there any realistic chance that the House changes hands?
Only if it's one of those huge debacles, which do happen. You know, the Watergate of 74, 2006 more recently, 2010 more recent than that, you know, where, you know, you had huge swings. 2006, what, Dems picked up 32 seats. 2006, yep. 2010, Republicans come back and win, final count, 67 seats, I think it was, 68 even. If there is that kind of a statement, say unemployment stabilizes, say the economy is at least seen as having improved by a majority of voters, if millennials turn out to vote, and I think that that's the key. Those are the folks that don't vote during off-year elections, but they have been voting during presidential elections. They come out to vote, then I think it's not very realistic that it's not realistic that Dems retake control of the House, but I think they make gains.
John Zogby is our guest. John, Bernie Sanders with a big-time insurgency on the Democrat side, fighting against what many people consider a rigged primary process, given the superdelegate setup. Is Bernie Sanders, in your opinion, is he getting a fair shake?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean, he's making his case. He's drawing his crowds. If you put it in context and ask the question a year ago, who on earth is Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
And what business does he have running for the presidency? You know, he's the wrong demographic, the wrong ideology, the wrong demeanor, from the wrong state, et cetera. And here he is. He's a bona fide contender. You know, Hillary has won 10 states, but Bernie has won 7. And may very well do, okay in Maine tonight as well. So, you know, obviously hard to see a path to the nomination for him. On the flip side of that, two things could happen. One is that he, in the tradition of Gene McCarthy, George McGovern, Ted Kennedy, Gary Hart, they go to the convention, that progressive left candidate, go to the convention and make some noise, or something happens that causes Hillary to implode, and something could happen that where she even implodes herself, in which case it's doubtful that the party leadership, the superdelegates, go with Bernie. But Bernie's at the table. He's at least at the table with a lot of delegates.
John, you've always expressed a healthy skepticism about Team Clinton in this election.
I have. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's been around a long time. And, you know, there's this constant reinvention, but the public gets to see the reinvention. It's much easier to reinvent someone who you don't know, but someone who you do know, who all of a sudden, and forgive my skepticism, but, you know, talks with a Southern accent, you know, becomes a bro, you know, in the African-American community, who seems to change spots and then has a husband standing behind her who, by and large, America does like. Bill Clinton could probably win election, but there always appears to be something wrong when he's out campaigning for his wife.
You'll get no argument from me on that one. 1-800-934-2221. Your questions for John Zogby when we return on Money Talk. Money Talk.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, in fact, I did add a little bit of the Lick-A Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and funk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to America's Money Program, Bob Brinker's Money Talk. Our toll-free number, 1-800-934-2221.
The ultimate talking machine, live and local, KABC.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-919-5772. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-919-5772. That's 1-800-919-5772. 1-800-919-5772.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-551-4919. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-551-4919. 1-800-551-4919.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-973-5992. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-973-5992. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-973-5992. That's 1-800-973-5992.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plotto and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, the dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Talk radio
77790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk. We are with John Zogby, founder of Zogby Analytics, where he serves as senior analyst. And once again, John, we welcome you to our Money Talk microphones, and we are delighted to have you with us. Let's get to those phones. 1-800-934-2221 in the capital city of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We go to Harrisburg. Steve, you're on with John Zogby. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you. It seems that Bernie Sanders has a huge amount of millennial support. If Bernie Sanders does not get the Democrat nomination, do you feel that a lot of millennials would feel disenfranchised or something and just stay home and not vote on Election Day, not vote for Hillary Clinton?
I think that that's a real concern that the Democrats would have and a real concern that the Clinton people have. Now, the key question is, there are three possible scenarios here. One is the campaign between Hillary and Bernie thus far has been fairly benign. And so you can see, ultimately, unless something egregious happens between now and the convention, Bernie turning around and endorsing Hillary. Secondly, the president and his legacy. The president is the one who's helped define the millennial vote, and he's the one guy who can really bring it out, possibly bring it out for Hillary. The third scenario is that, like 2012 to some degree, millennials are so turned off and alienated by the Republican nominee that they actually come out to vote not so much for Hillary or the Democrat, but against the GOP. And if I could just take 10 more seconds, that's what happened in the closing days of 2012. Millennials were kind of disappointed and so-so with their support for the president. We saw his numbers actually go up over the last few days before the election, and in the post-election surveys, we discovered that it was young women in particular who came out and voted against the GOP. That's what they said. 73% voted for Obama ultimately.
You know, what's interesting too here, John, is, as you know, in the demographics with reference to Bernie Sanders, this guy is taking home 75, 80, 85% of voters under 30. What's that all about?
Well, and it's interesting because millennials, even those on the more conservative side or moderate side, millennials want problem solved. They don't like hierarchies, bureaucracy, anything that stands in the way of seeing a problem and getting a problem resolved. And a guy like Bernie Sanders cuts right to the chase and has, you know, whether it's simple or simplistic or common sense, whatever, you know, term you may use to describe them, there's an appeal there that that says, let's just get it fixed, and here is a plan and a solution. Now, the other thing to take note of is that millennials, ages 18 to 37 now, 1979 to the present, or 1979 to 1997, millennials are more than 40% non-white. And so Sanders does well among young Latinos, young African Americans, and young Asian American voters as well.
Another interesting thing when you study millennials, and I know you know a lot of this, John, but I want to open the conversation to this topic. When you look at millennials, one of the attributes that they think most highly of, as you know, is authenticity.
Absolutely.
And when I look at the 75 to 85% of millennials going for Bernie Sanders in those elections and caucuses, I mean, there's one thing that nobody disputes, all right? Agree, disagree with his views. Bernie Sanders comes across authentic.
He most certainly does. And I was on a panel with Bernie Sanders in 1982, The Future of Small Cities. He had just gotten elected mayor of Burlington, and I had just lost an election as for mayor of Utica. City's about the same size, but the bottom line is Bernie gave the same talk then that he's giving today. What you see is what you get with Bernie.
Well, it served him well with the millennial vote. Why do you think that Team Clinton is having so much trouble getting millennials to vote her way?
Well, there's two things. One is she represents that establishment, and they look at that establishment and say high student loans, no career, short-term gigs, war, they let us down. That's their view. The second thing is what we were just talking about. There is a sense of a lack of authenticity to Hillary. Whether it's deserved or not, it's there.
Our guest, John Zogby, our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. Back to the phones. We're in Knoxville, Tennessee. Kevin, you're on with John Zogby. Go ahead.
Yes, you had mentioned the superdelegates, and that's, you know, a lot of us see that as maybe a manipulation of the system where the regular majority constitutional vote can be overridden by just a couple of people. Along those lines, just in your experience, Mr. Zogby, of watching the elections and results, some of us out here are getting nervous about just how trustworthy just the voting process is, and with electronics and things like that, the ease of manipulating those vote outcomes, especially in these really close areas. Do you feel confident in that? And in your experience, have there been any verified examples or cases of voter manipulation, or ones that you feel were extremely suspicious?
Well, first of all, elections should never be close, because once they are, then all sorts of questions can be raised. I can't even spend 0.1% of the time the topic deserves about voter manipulation and voter fraud. It's out there. It's always been. It is on both sides, frankly. It's on a local level as well as on state levels. You know, when you look at, with all respect to county election commissioners of the Democratic side and the Republican side, how is it that they got there in the first place? They are part of party machinery. That's how they get chosen. It's the ultimate patronage post. And so, yeah, I mean, everything from, you know, going into African-American communities and saying, look, because of so much overflow, the election's been postponed to Thursday, or paying off African-American ministers. That's one side, you know. And on the other side of registering fake voters, you know, that it's rampant. Again, if the election isn't close, not to worry. If the election is close, you can always question close election results.
Listening to the great WHO radio in the Hawkeye state of Iowa. Terry, you are on with John Zogby. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Hey, well, good. How are you?
I'm really working on it. Beautiful day.
Terry, do you have a question for John?
Yes, I'm really confused. I'm not quite sure. I don't understand how Hillary is still able to run for an office. I mean, it sounds to me like she's got her hands in some pretty deep stuff with our government, and like maybe, you know, somebody like us would go to jail for what she's into.
Well, that's pretty strong, and I don't know. There are always questions being raised. There were about Bill, and there have been right along about Hillary. To a large degree, none or few of them have ever stuck. She's being investigated, and we'll see, you know, what happens to those investigations. But, you know, suffice it to say that there's always just enough or a little bit to raise questions about both her authenticity and as well as her her honesty and trustworthiness. On the other hand, you know, legally, nothing has ever really stuck. But, you know, it does hurt her. It does hurt her image, but, you know, she's winning.
John Zogby, our guest. John, we've talked about the Donald, and obviously he continues with his delegate lead. He continues to dominate the GOP field so far. And as I said, at Ladbrokes of London, he is in terms of that field, he's a prohibitive choice now. If you just take the GOP remaining field at Ladbrokes of London, the Donald is a prohibitive choice to win the nomination. I want to talk about the remainder of the field. Ted Cruz, do you see a path for Ted Cruz to the nomination?
No, but I do see a path to Ted Cruz going to the convention with a significant number of delegates and being able to challenge the Donald, particularly if, you know, yesterday's trends and the post-Republican debate in Michigan trends continue. You know, as you know, Cruz won two more states, the caucuses, last night. And the two states that Trump won turned out to be much, much closer than anticipated. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that the voters who actually voted yesterday voted either with Ted Cruz or it was tied with Donald Trump. Trump was able to win those relatively small victories by virtue of the absentee and early votes that were cast. So in other words, if that debate and the recent controversies have actually hurt Donald Trump, then Cruz seems to be the number one beneficiary. I should point out that Marco Rubio won today outright in Puerto Rico and won all 23 delegates, and it looks like John Kasich is not only poised to win Ohio, but may very well be, we have to be a little skeptical of some of the polling that's coming out, but he may be poised to do very well in Michigan on Tuesday. So I think that Donald continues his march and his delegate lead, but there may be, something going on out there.
So what you're saying with the Donald in here is post that last debate to watch the figures coming in these upcoming elections closely to see if there's any change in trend.
That's correct, yeah.
Let's get out to Portland, Oregon, number one KXL-FM Radio Portland. Ron, you're on with John Zogby. Go ahead. Oh, I think we lost Ron. Okay. On the subject of John Kasich, John, I wanted to ask you, do you see any path for John Kasich?
It's a very narrow one. But, yeah, if he wins Ohio, which 62 delegates, winner take all, and does very well in Michigan, it's now going more into John Kasich's turf, Illinois, New York, believe it or not, Connecticut, ultimately California. Bigger states, lots more delegates, and some credibility. It is a narrow path, and he's not acceptable to the want to say conservative wing, but there's three conservative wings of the GOP. But, in a split situation, and with no one going to the convention with a majority of delegates, he ultimately could be somebody that either the party settles on for president or for vice president.
When we get down to the selections of VPs later this year, VP designates, as it usually turns out these days, what are your thoughts?
Well, depends on who the nominee is. If it is in fact Donald Trump, he's going to have to somehow make peace with the establishment or a moderate to conservative wing of the party. It looks like Chris Christie wants that job. I don't know why anybody would want to be VP to Donald Trump. You can't help but look small. And frankly, to be very honest with you, I think that's exactly how Chris Christie looked the other night standing behind Donald Trump. Maybe it was a camera angle or something, but Marsha Washburn is talked about. But frankly, you have to go the traditional route. The dream ticket would have been a Kasich-Rubio or a Rubio-Kasich. Let's see if Marco Rubio can rise from the ashes in Florida on the 15th, but I think it's doubtful. But, somehow the GOP has to stop the bleeding among Hispanics, and I don't think Ted Cruz is the person to do that, but somehow they've got to make peace with some of the groups that they have alienated. That includes women, too.
And if Team Clinton gets the nomination, where might we go for a VP?
Well, depending on what the Republicans do, Julian Castro, Secretary of HUD, is on the short list. I would think that Tim Kaine or Mark Warner, either one, both from Virginia, who actually can deliver Virginia and a few battleground states, would be very helpful. If it's not Hillary Clinton, then I think an ideal nominee is someone like Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York, who could have appeal to a number of groups, not simply women, but, you know, more moderate to liberal Democrats and also young voters as well.
Well, obviously, in your opinion, you don't need widespread name recognition to be designated the VP.
No, no, you don't. And but we still have a long way to go here. I don't think anything's sewn up yet on either side, to be honest with you.
Well, as long as everybody's having fun, John, that's what it's all about. John Zogby, our guest, founder of Zogby Analytics, where he serves as senior analyst, and, of course, ZogbyAnalytics.com, his world-famous website. John, you know how much I enjoy our talks. We are honored to have you with us. We look forward to the next time, and we wish you continued success.
My honor. Thanks a lot, Bob. Good to talk to you.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-577-2487. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-577-2487. That's 1-800-577-2487.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-500-4055. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial, with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-4055. That's 1-800-500-4055. 1-800-500-4055.
After 30 years of exceptional nationwide growth and expansion, two men and a truck, Movers Who Care, are coming up on their first anniversary in Los Angeles. The well-known brand originated in Michigan and earned a 96% referral rate by sticking to its core values. Two men offer premium home and business moving services down the block or across the country. If you're planning a move, go with the extensively trained, courteous, and reliable moving pros you'll find at Two Men and a Truck, the official movers of the LA Kings radio broadcast. Moving your puck? Use their truck. TwoMen.com. That's TWOMen.com.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Money Talk.
We're back on Money Talk, and always enjoy our conversations with John Zogby. He does a terrific job. He's made some great calls over the years as well. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to bobbrinker.com, request a complimentary bank issue. Easily done right there at the website homepage, bobbrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature. While you're there, check out Money Talk On Demand, because you can stream our Jabberfest on your computer and download it to your smartphone as well. It's called Money Talk On Demand, and of course, Investment Talk is year-round. You can sign up at bobbrinker.com at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Well, as I mentioned, not a whole lot coming through the canyons of Wall Street in terms of economic data this week. We start the week with the S&P 500 basically at the 2000 level, closed at 1999.99. We'll call that 2000. We'll round up the 2000 on that one. And the market has had a sensational rally, which began at the close on February 11th, and it has been a monster rally. Hey, before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship. Program coordinator is Ravi Chandran, producer Meredith Oakes, and technical directors Angel Bordone and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-3017. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software,